This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Is it worth it to be a farmer in Washington State? And that's a question that comes up when discussions turn to added regulations, taxes, minimum wage, lawsuits, and an endless stream of red tape that makes the job more and more difficult. Washington Policy Center's Maddie Clark says most people just don't understand what farming is all about and the level of regulatory burdens they are under.
I think it's more of a misconception. If you look at least on the state level and then also on the federal level, you have people that are friendly to agriculture and policy, but then you have other people that listen to special interest groups and get to the point that they just almost are consumed with that messages and they don't know what's actually going on. And when they get educated and learn about it and become aware of what farmers are already doing, they often back away from those positions of we need more regulations on farms.
Clark says too many people think farming is just a free-for-all.
One of the most frustrating phrases that you hear from, I call them anti-farming interest groups, is farmers have no regulation, which is completely untrue. So they hear that message over and over again, and it takes them getting out on the farm and talking to a farmer and listening to what they have to do every day to go, oh, you really do have regulations.
Clark says the other big misconception is that farmers are not good stewards of the very same land that is their livelihood. Listen tomorrow for her take on that.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.